September 2000, the world turned its eyes to Sydney for one of the most memorable Olympic Games in history. But behind the athletes, the ceremonies, and the global spotlight were thousands of volunteers who helped make it all happen. The Wire's Thomas Kutis spoke with one of the volunteers from 2000, Rosemary Muller, who told us about how she got involved in volunteering for the Olympics.
When I was very young, I was a pretty good athlete. I went all through high school sort of undefeated in England. Then I came to Australia and I continued to do well until I got to university, and we just had an intra-university event and I got beaten badly, and I suddenly realised that I wasn't as good as I thought I was. But I was passionate about the Olympic Games, and in 1993, when Juan Antonio Samaranch opened that envelope and said, "And the winner is Sydney," I was coming to the end of a teaching career and I thought, gosh, I could write to them once I've got an organising committee and see if there's anything volunteers can do early on, which I did. And they explained to me they were creating a small group of pioneer volunteers, and we did all kinds of things to assist SOCOG. Things like meet and greet at the airports when delegations came in, because many big countries send an executive team to look at our training facilities, the food, the security, the hotels for their guests and so on. So I did a lot of that. I also then was trained to go out to community groups like Lions, Provis, Rotary, schools, and talk about the games and hope that I could say something that would encourage them when we got to enrolling the big volunteer army to maybe think about doing it. So I had lots of very wonderful experiences in those 7 years.
Wow, what a wonderful story. And at least you got the opportunity to volunteer for these Olympics. Could you describe a moment during the Games that really stood out for you?
Yes, two things actually. I was very lucky that I had a hero who was a Brazilian dual gold medalist in the triple jump, and he actually spent the Games with us. He came as a mentor for the Brazil team. And on the night that Kathy Freeman ran the 400, he was invited because we introduced something called legends, and whatever final was on that night, they had a legend that had previously won a gold medal, and they were introduced to the stadium. So I was able to take him to the stadium, and I was invited into the Games family area to watch. And of course, he came out because it was a triple jump final that night. And the 400 meter representative was the great Juan Terena from Cuba, the man who used to run in long white socks. So I got to meet him. I got to meet Al Uta. And this is all before Kathy ran and won her gold medal. So that was a night for me to remember.
I'm curious to know, what did a typical day look like for you as a volunteer for those couple of weeks?
I was very lucky that we had an apartment actually at Homebush. So I could walk to work.
Oh, wow. Very close.
Yes. Before the opening ceremony, we did the team welcome ceremonies. And then once the game started, our role was to look after particularly VIPs, heads of state and so forth that came to the village, conduct them around, often to take them to their team. And I remember one day in the village, I saw a very tall gentleman with two people sort of hovering beside him, looking around. And I was in my uniform, so I went over and said, "Excuse me, can I help you?" The two men jumped in front and said, "This is His Majesty, the King of Norway." And I went,
"Oh, wow.
Welcome to Sydney Olympic Village." And then I was able to take him to where I knew the Norwegian team was. That was special.
Looking back, how do you think volunteering at the Olympics impacted you personally or professionally?
Personally, it was the fulfillment of a dream, but it also enabled me to feel like I'd done something useful and valuable. And I began to realize that our volunteers were the benchmark. I learned that this country has a great history of volunteering, you know, school sports and firefighters and surf lifesavers and all those jobs. This country wouldn't function properly without volunteers. And I realize that's part of our culture, whereas other countries, it's not.
Volunteer from the Sydney 2000 Olympics, Rosemary Muller there, speaking with The Wire's Thomas Kutis.